Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A couple months ago, when FAU was looking for a head coach, a lot of people were bantering a lot of names, you know, guys that, you know, were assistants here or coordinators there. And when they hired Tom Herman, I got to tell you, I was just stunned. I mean, here's a guy with all this experience. Texas, Houston, Rice, Iowa State, been at Ohio State, just a very knowledgeable man, somebody who knows how to motivate, teach, and build programs. And I'll tell you what an addition he is to here in Boca Raton, and certainly somebody who has hit the ground running, came right in time for the National Signing Day. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Welcome to South Florida.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate you having me.
What an opportunity. I mean, from the school standpoint, from your standpoint, I mean, this is a program that moving into the AAC, we'll have a lot of competition, teams that you know, teams that you're familiar with. But you're familiar with Florida, too. I mean, you've been down here before. You've had an opportunity to see the recruits. And moving into a place like Boca Raton, you're probably the envy of everybody north of Atlanta right now, because beautiful weather, a great stadium, and, as I said, a competitive schedule. What's it like to be here? I mean, because I know that you really love coaching. I mean, no matter where it is. I mean, you've been to so many spots along the way. Educated in California, and went to UNLV, so I know a lot of those guys from the area over there, and especially at Cal Lutheran. And talk about what it's like to be here and at this program.
It's been phenomenal. You know, when I decided to get back into coaching, you know, I think the two biggest priorities for me and my family were, one, we wanted a place where our family would be happy living. And obviously Boca Raton, I don't know of very many other destinations where I can present to my 15-year-old son or 9-year-old son that, hey, we're going to go live there, and them not be as excited as they were. But then the second thing was we wanted an opportunity to win and to win quickly. And that was very evident, you know, having talked to different people at other jobs that were open. It was very evident. With Brian White and Mary Giordino and the administration here at FAU, that everybody was aligned in the mission of succeeding and competing for championships in football. And, you know, with our facility that just opened a couple years ago, as well as our recruiting base, our location in Boca Raton, the quality of education that young person can get at FAU now. I mean, it was certainly a job that checked all the boxes for us, and I couldn't be happier to be here.
You know, Coach, when you take a look at some of the stops you've been at, I mean, obviously a lot of Texas-oriented teams. I mean, we remember what you did in Houston and what an outstanding job that you did in Houston. And the one thing that I've always admired in the way that you did things, if you were good from building the ground up and you didn't want to accelerate things. You knew that the faster you went, probably it wouldn't be a solid foundation. You wanted to build a solid foundation, surround yourself with coaches that were like-minded, and everything else kind of took care of itself. That's what you've done here. You've hired coaches that you're comfortable with, coaches that know the game very well, are willing to sacrifice a lot of things to make this program what it can be.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we're certainly not far off. We have definitely a lot of talent on this roster, and I'm really excited about the staff that I was able to hire again, you know, because of the support from Brian White and the university to allow me to pay some of these coaches, you know, what is competitive in the American Athletic Conference. And that is going to be kind of the biggest, but maybe the most exciting challenge is the step up in conference play. And, you know, our ability to, you know, kind of hit the ground running, so to speak. And I think there's, you know, knowing this conference, having coached in this conference, having had success in this conference, I do think that there is a definite chance with the talent that we have on our roster right now to compete for championships pretty quickly.
Yeah. No, I agree. Coach Tom Herman joining us, new head coach at FAU. The players that you inherited, obviously, there's some really, really good gems. We've watched them over the last couple of years. But the thing that I'm really impressed with, and in just a short time, the recruiting class that you have going now. I mean, the first wave, I mean, produced some young men that I've had an opportunity to see for a number of years, like the two running backs from St. Thomas and Sands and Xavier Terrell, and also getting a kid like Arthur Jenkins, somebody I've watched since the youth football league. But this is a really decent program. I mean, the Fabian Scott kid, I've had an opportunity to watch quite a few at Booker T. Washington, and Luke Rucker, who, you know, when he matures and starts learning a little bit more about the game, is going to be, you know, something very special. And the one athlete that that you had, and a lot of people don't realize, and I've watched him for a number of years, is and if Orlando Jones didn't have him this year, they wouldn't even be close to what they were, was Chris Tooley. Here's a kid who was a cornerback by trade and a defensive back, but moved over to the quarterback position and made quite an impact this year, giving them 11 wins. Talk about the class and what people like Chris Tooley mean to you.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, single out a whole bunch of guys on the call, because I think they're all extremely important to, you know, what we're building here. But I did think it was a heck of a class that had been committed. I was really, really proud of the fact of our coaches that did go on the road before the early signing day to keep the guys that we wanted committed, keep them committed. But also know that, you know, that these guys were taking a bit of a leap of faith too. And it was really cool to see how many of them really wanted to play, not just for a specific coach, but, you know, for Florida Atlantic University. They wanted to stay close to home, most of them. And they wanted to build this thing. And it was an awesome, you know, as they call it, a transition class. I couldn't imagine it going any smoother.
Yeah. And also some of the kids that transfers. I mean, you know, looking at just the caliber of player that transferred in means that these young men think enough of obviously you, the program, the location, and also the conference to, you know, to come down here and kind of rekindle their, you know, their careers. Talk about that, because I think the transfer portal, as we've seen, you know, at USC and a couple of other programs, that can pretty much change it quickly.
Well, it can, and I don't think we ever want to get in the business of signing a majority of our class through the transfer portal, but I do think it gives you an opportunity, Larry, to address some very immediate needs, you know, at positions that maybe you're not quite as deep at, or you're extremely young at. And so I think the way that we've gone about it, this class, you know, I believe we signed 18 or so high school kids. We'll sign one or two more on Wednesday. And then about five or six transfers. I think that's probably, in today's college football, probably the right balance, because okay, you're always going to have to build your program year after year after year with quality high school players that come up, that are developed in your program, that understand the culture, understand the expectations. But then, again, the transfer portal allows you, and especially, like you said, where we are located, the quality of education, the quality of conference that we play in, you know, a lot of these kids that think, you know, hey, the quote-unquote Power Five is the only way to go, and they go 3,000 miles from home or 2,000 miles from home, and they kind of realize, hey, the grass isn't always greener 2,000 miles from home. The grass is green where you water it. And yeah, a lot of these young men want to come back home, and we're happy to provide that opportunity to them should they fit, you know, within our plans as well.
Good stuff. Coach Tom Herman, new head coach at FAU. And, Coach, we wish you nothing but success. Can't wait to come out and watch you during the spring as well as the summer camps. It's always a good time in Boca Raton. Again, thanks so much. Enjoy your next week trying to finish off your class, and we'll definitely have you on again after spring.
You got it, Larry. Yeah, make sure you come out for spring practice as well as our camps in the summer. Would love to get to know you a little bit better. Appreciate everything that you do for FAU and for sports in South Florida, man. Appreciate you. Go out.
Good stuff. You too. Thanks, Coach. Coach Tom Herman, new head coach at FAU.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.